When soldiers go to war, they expect and often encounter violence. But when they're based at home, it's supposed to be a different story. Well, at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, there has been a string of domestic murders this year. Base officials say they don't know why it's happening. Critics say it's a symptom of larger problems in the military. NPR's Adam Hochberg has the story from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fort Bragg is home to some of the Army's most elite fighting units, like the 82nd Airborne Division and the Special Forces Command. But lately, the sprawling North Carolina base has taken on an unwelcome distinction as the site of an unusually high number of domestic killings. Since the beginning of the year, there have been 3 shootings, 2 stabbings, and 1 strangulation. 24-year-old Shalimar Franceschi was among the victims.
Shalimar was a very beautiful young lady, very intelligent. When she walked in the door, she lit up the room.
Tenise Harrison was Shalimar's friend and co-worker. She says Shalimar endured an abusive marriage that ended with a fatal stabbing in January, an ambush murder outside a Fayetteville restaurant. Police have charged Shalimar's estranged husband with the crime. He's a former Fort Bragg soldier who got his Army discharge just days before the killing.
He was a soldier that was on a lighted fuse, and he just exploded. And the sad thing is that here's a beautiful young lady that was murdered. She left behind a child. Her child wasn't even 2. He just turned 2 on June the 17th. So that child will grow up without his mother.
As shocking as Shalimar Franceschi's death was to her friends at Fort Bragg, it was merely the first of several similar crimes. This summer, 4 other military wives were slain, also allegedly by their husbands. 2 of the crimes were murder-suicides that left both spouses dead. In addition, a civilian wife was charged this week with killing her husband, a Fort Bragg officer. The head of the base's family advocacy program, Henry Berry, says the killings have caught the Fort Bragg community off guard.
It's mind-boggling. It's one incident, then you pick up the paper 2 weeks later and there's another incident, then you say, okay, what's going on? And you start asking questions, and then all of a sudden you have a third incident, and then when you're having a third incident, an individual comes forward and discloses a fourth incident. It's like, it's overwhelming.
Fort Bragg officials and civilian police are investigating the crimes, which all occurred off base. 3 of the 5 soldiers suspected of murder were special operations troops just back from Afghanistan. All were senior non-commissioned officers. But Berry says investigators still have more questions than answers about the killer's motives.
Was it work stress? Don't know. Was it financial problems? Don't know. Was it marital? Don't know. Was it family? Don't know. Could it be a common thread? Could be. Again, I don't know.
While it's unusual for one base to see this many killings in a short time, domestic violence is not a new problem for the military. For more than a decade, activists and members of Congress have expressed concern about it. 2 years ago, the Defense Department created a task force to study it. Victims advocate Christine Hansen says domestic violence is at least twice as common in military households than in the general population.
The military itself would tell you that they're quite surprised in the occurrences at Fort Bragg. I must confess that I'm not at all surprised. It's actually indicative of a much larger problem in the military.
Hansen says many things can cause military marriages to turn violent. There's the stress of combat, of course, but more commonly, tension arises from the uncertainty of long deployments, or the isolation of living in a strange town, or the hardship of surviving on a modest salary. Hansen says military attitudes play a role as well. She says too many commanders don't put high priority on stopping domestic abuse.
Within the civilian community, we consider victim safety paramount. In the military community, military readiness, unit cohesion, and the military mission is placed above the victim safety aspect of domestic violence.
Military leaders say they do have domestic violence programs in place, designed both to protect victims and help offenders, but they concede more needs to be done. The Defense Department Task Force, now in the final phase of a 3-year study, has issued more than 100 recommendations to improve the armed forces' response to domestic abuse. Among them are education programs for commanders and better coordination with civilian police. Yet even after the killings at Fort Bragg, the Pentagon says it will be at least next year before some of those recommendations might be enacted. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.